الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, or pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. And today's topic that we're going to be discussing is social justice. I know it's going to rub some people the wrong way when I talk about social justice, but I'm not here to make people feel good or to stroke anybody. I'm just here to just tell the truth about Islam and Islamic stance on various issues. There was a doctor, and unimportant by the name and all, there was a doctor who defined social justice as promoting a just society by challenging injustice and valuing diversity. And also, social justice exists when all people share a common humanity and therefore have a right to equitable treatment and support for their human rights and a fair allocation of community resources. Also, let's look at what is the condition of social justice. Well, maybe some may think, well, I'm okay where I am. Everything is just. Everyone is treated in a just manner, no matter what, where they come from, their background. But I want to kind of give you a better example of what social justice look like within a particular society. And so you talk about social justice, you talk about people are not to be discriminated against, nor their welfare and well-being constraint or prejudice on the basis of gender, sexuality, religion, political affiliation, age, race, belief, disability, location, social class, social economic circumstances, or other characteristic of background or group membership. So when we're talking about there's no discrimination, nor a person being constrained or prejudiced towards all those things that I listed. You're not prejudiced towards the people because of their gender, or because of sexuality, because of their religion, their political affiliation, their age, their race, their belief, disability, location, social class, socioeconomic circumstances, or other characteristic of background or group membership. So I just wanted to kind of lay out for you that when you're talking about social justice and condition of social justice, you do not have any type of discrimination, and I already mentioned to you the various groups, and maybe a group or two that I missed, and there's no discrimination against that particular group. But for me, in order for social justice to exist, you have to have social involvement in order to begin the positive transformation of any nation or any society or any community. You have to have this. You have to have have what the social involvement. You have to be socially involved and making sure that you're standing up against injustice against anyone else. Your group may not have injustice done to it, but maybe injustice being done to others. And so we have to be very, very careful and be protectors of those who are, they are experiencing injustice from your group. Or your group is the one that is experiencing the injustice. Then there's some kind of way you got to be able to say something about that, or say something against injustice that is going against your particular group. And so let me read on. So let's see what Allah says about justice or social justice. I want you all to open up your textbook, which is Quran, and you're going to turn to chapter 16. Verse 90, that's 90. Chapter 16, 1-6, verse 90. And in this particular chapter, it mentions, Allah commands doing justice, doing good to others, and giving to the nearest relatives. And he forbids indecency, wickedness, and rebellion. So again, Allah commands. He's not asking. He commands doing justice and doing good to others and give it to our nearest relatives and forbid indecency, wickedness, and rebellion. Let me meet all my beautiful students. And that is, I want you to turn to chapter 3, verse 18 in your Quran. And you can always go to Quran, if you don't have one with you for right now, you forgot it, you go to Quran.com, that's Quran.com, C-O-M, and it has on there the various, it has all the different chapters of Quran, 1 through 119, and the beautiful thing about it, it has it in Arabic, and also translates into English. What it basically says, a rough translation of what it says in Arabic. If you don't have a Quran with you, you can always go right now to Quran.com and you can follow along with me. So right now we're going to be reading chapter 3, verse 18. That's chapter 3, verse 18. And keep in mind, for those who are new, I conduct these lessons as classes. I'm the instructor or the teacher or mudir or professor, rather. And then you are the students. You are the talib ilm. You are the students of knowledge. And I'm, to the best of my ability, is trying to teach you what Islam is and what Islam is not. I'm not trying to go too high on a language or too deep into the subject. I'm just giving you some basic information using basic language. And sometimes, and many of you are way beyond the basic language I'm talking about. I'm just trying to give you some understanding about what Quran is, what Islam is and what Islam is not. And a lot from what I read coming from Quran, which is one of two main sources of the Sharia, which is Islamic law. One is from Quran, and the other one is from the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, I leave you two things, and you follow these two things, you cannot go wrong. One is Quran, which we may turn to now, chapter 3, verse 18. And the other one is his sunnah, meaning his path, his way, what he said, or what he did. Something he might be remain silent on. So let's move on. In chapter 3, verse 18, it says, Allah himself hath testified to the fact that there is no God but him, and so do the angels and those who are well grounded in knowledge, standing firm on justice. And so, my beautiful students, from the Islamic standpoint, we had to stand firm on justice. Any Muslim that you may know in society that you know what Muslims are, if they're not about justice and about injustice, this is incorrect. People have a very terrible understanding about Islam. And we all have that basic common denominator, which is Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. Those are our guiding factors. That's what makes us who we are as Muslims. Not a particular individual, not any particular law, particular society where a bunch of Muslims are. No. Our guide is Quran, which is the word, Kalamullah, the word with the speech of Allah, and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And you all can look it up for yourself. You can read Quran for yourself. And you can say all these people conducted themselves like it says in Quran. And if you decide you want to embrace Islam, then you too fall underneath the umbrella of Quran and Sunnah. And you also have to do the same thing what it says. You have to do what the Quran says to the best of your ability, and do what the Sunnah says to the best of your ability. Are we going to be absolutely right each time? I would go as far as to say, no, we're not going to be that. So we ask Allah for forgiveness, to forgive us for any shortcomings that we may do in our efforts to try to please him and do what he tells us to do and stay away from what he tells us not to do. So let's turn to another verse and chapter in the Quran. That's going to be chapter 4, verse 135. Again, chapter 4, verse 1-3-5. Hopefully you all turn to that page by now. And this is a very, very beautiful, beautiful verse. All the verses in the Quran are very beautiful. But this one really hits home when it comes to how we should be conduct ourselves, particularly as Muslims are supposed to conduct themselves. Of themselves. And that is, as Allah says, he said, O believers, stand firm for justice and bear true witness for the sake of Allah, even though it be against yourselves, your parents, or your relatives. It does not matter whether the party is rich or poor. This is a very, very beautiful verse here. We're telling us, even against ourselves, we bear witness. We have to stand up for justice. Against ourselves, against our soul. Some say bear witness for the sake of Allah. Against ourselves, our parents, that they're unjust. Our relatives, they're unjust. It doesn't matter the person, rich or poor. We don't give no preference to a rich person or anything like that, or down a poor person. It doesn't work like that. The rules and regulations of Islam applies to everyone. It matters if you're rich, doesn't matter if you're poor. You may think you're better because you're rich, but that's not true. What is the best thing? You want to be a good Muslim? Then your piety is better than mine. Or my piety is better than yours. And because you're poor, don't think that you're less than another person. If their piety is lower than yours and yours is high, then perhaps you may be better than they are. But don't go around being boastful about it and looking down on them. No, that's not the way we're supposed to be. And again, we bear witness if it's against ourselves, our parents, our relatives, another matter, the person is rich or poor. We have to stand up for justice no matter who the person is. I want to read a couple more verses in the Quran. The next one I'm going to read is from chapter 8, verse 5. Again, chapter 8, verse 5. And it says, your Rabb, meaning or your Lord, Rabbi, my Lord, orders you to leave your home to fight for justice, but some of the believers are reluctant. And some of the believers, they were reluctant to go and fight in the cause of Allah for whatever reason. But we're supposed to have no problem going out there to fight to establish what we need to establish as far as Islam is concerned, as far as for fighting for justice, for what is right, and stand up for justice and what is right. Doesn't matter who is against. We stand up for it. Even a person, two people are fighting, you tell them to stop fighting, and then one person want to continue to fight, and A stop, for example, B want to continue, then you join A to fight against B. And you can tell B, look, B, if you continue to aggress A, I have no choice but to stand up with A by A's side, because you're wrong and keeping aggressing A when A said I'm not gonna fight anymore. I don't want to argue anymore. I want to go make the wudu to wash my pure for myself, wash myself up, and then I want to go to make the prayer and ask Allah to forgive me and make us brothers the way we're supposed to be brothers. But let me move on, because that's a whole nother lesson. Now you're going to turn to chapter 7, verse 199. That's chapter 7, verse 199. And this particular verse says, show forgiveness, speak for justice, and avoid the ignorant. Again, looking at this, show forgiveness and speak for justice. Speak against justice. Stand up for what is right. Don't just stand by and let people just do whatever they want. You're supposed to stand up for what is right. And as I mentioned before, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, look, if you see something wrong, you try to change it with your hands. And you cannot do that. You say something with your mouth. If you're unable to do that, you can't do that. At the very least, you hate it in your heart, and that's the lowest form of faith. And so if you can change it with your hands, then do so. You see injustice, you can change it with your hands, then do so. See injustice, and you can speak out against it, you do so, like it says in this verse. And if you can't do that, unable to do that, then you at least hate it in your heart. I want to add on one more verse. I think I said that those were the last two, but I want to add one more. That's going to be in chapter 5, verse 8. Again, chapter 5, verse 8. And it says again, O believers, be steadfast for the sake of Allah and bear true witness, and let not the enmity of people incite you to do injustice. Do justice that is nearer to piety. Fear Allah. Surely Allah is fully aware of all of your actions. Allah can see a black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night. So he is fully aware of your actions, like it says here. Fear Allah. Surely Allah is fully aware of all your actions. And it says here, what? To be just, and that is nearest to piety. So we are instructed by Allah to be just in a particular verse. And you go back to all these verses and pick them up for yourself that I mentioned to you all. And that's chapter 16, verse 90. Also, chapter 3, verse 18. Chapter 4, verse 135. Chapter 8, verse 5. Chapter 7, verse 199. And chapter 5, verse 8. You can always go to those and read them over for yourself. But then also, it was said by the Prophet Muhammad, it was basically said what he used to do and be part of a group, Standing for Justice, which was a group called Al-Fudul, a federacy, who stood up for injustice by suppressing violence and injustice and vindicating the rights of the weak and the destitute. This was a group that when people, for example, when a person came from out of the area of Medina, for example, uh, he He did some work, and we as Muslims, we're supposed to pay a person for work they've done before the sweat dries on their face. This man, he did the work, but it was not paid. And so he went to various people asking for help. They would not help him. He got like basically to a mountaintop asking, look, I'm so-and-so. I did so-and-so work for so-and-so, and he did not pay me. Then he went to this group where the prophet was a member of, and he also told his story there. The man was he was unjustly untreated. I don't care if I knew the person all of my life. I just met this man. But if the man is telling me the truth, and I go to the individual who owes him that I knew for years, do you owe this man do the work for you? Yes. Do you owe something to him? Yes. Pay this man what he's supposed to get. So this was the prophet and his companions, part of his group. This is what he did for the man. They stood up for the stranger, for this man, because it was wrong. He not have other people to be with him, to protect him, to support him, to fight on his side. But this group that the prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, he was part of, that they went and they stood up for the man and stood by the man's side. And as it says, it was injustice done and vindicating the rights of the weak and also the destitute. Also related by Abu Huraira, one of the prophet's companions, and he said, a lot of apostles said, there is sadaqah, meaning charity, to be given for every joint of the human body, and for every day on which the sun rises, there is a reward of sadaqah, meaning charitable gift, for the one who establishes justice among people. So, for example, myself or you establish justice among the people, there is a sadaqah, a charity gift for us, that we establish injustice. Say, for example, you write about injustice going on against a particular group of people or a person. You get the blessing for that. You stand up or speak to the powers that be on this person's behalf, then you stand up for justice for this individual. And you get the sadaqah or the charity, a charitable gift for what you did. So I'm encouraging my beautiful students, if you could do so safely, then you do so and you stand up for justice. You change it with your hands, then do so. And if you can't say it with your mouth, you can't do that. That very least, hate it in your heart. Abu Bakr, when he became the Khalifa, the first Khalifa of the Muslim nation and the second leader of the Muslims, he said this beautiful, beautiful thing. And this, in my opinion, I think that all leaders should adhere to this and say this to the people and say it and believe it and do it. What this beautiful man, that he said, he didn't have to say this, but he did. He wanted to be straight with the people that everyone know where he stood. And he said, the weak among you shall be strong with me till Allah willing, his rights have been vindicated. And the strong among you shall be weak with me till, if Allah wills, I have taken what is due from him. Hopefully you all can play this particular episode again and memorize this. Or maybe if you're a leader, maybe you can start doing the same thing and watching out for the weak. Because the weak, and if the weak becomes strong in your eyes until they're vindicated. And then the strong become weak until you get from them what is due from them. And not due from them for you, due from them for others who depend on you to look out for them. And the weak are depending on the leadership to look out for them. Also, I want to say something else for you all to keep in mind. Where injustice lives, justice dies. I want to say it again. Where injustice lives, justice dies. One more time, I will add. Where injustice lives, justice dies. It is also mentioned that the apostle of Allah, may peace and blessing upon him, when one of his wives said that he never went out of the house without raising his eyes to the sky and saying, O Allah, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, I seek refuge in you, lest I stray or be led astray, or slip or made to slip, or cause injustice, or suffer injustice, or do wrong or have wrong done to me. So this is a beautiful dua, supplication that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, that he will make leaving the house. He will not leave the house without saying this particular dua, supplication, and hopefully that you all would do the same thing and mean what you're doing and what you're saying, and want this from Allah, and that is, O Allah, I seek refuge in you, lest I stray or be led astray, or slip or made to slip, or cause injustice, or suffer injustice, or do wrong, or have wrong done to me. So my beautiful students, I just want to say this, please. If you have an opportunity to stand up for justice and stand against injustice, you can safely do so, then stand up, inshallah, Allah willing. And may Allah be by your side. Ameen. I hope that you all have grasped what I'm talking about social injustice and standing up for justice, and that we are the social changers of society. If you're in leadership, you are one of the biggest changers of society. You're going to meet your Lord. Each and every one of us, we're going to meet our Lord. Naked and uncircumcised. And all your money and your power and your position will mean absolutely nothing. What's going to mean something are the deeds that you've done. When we go to our graves, three things go to our graves with us. Two go into the grave with us, and one leaves us. Our wealth, our family, and our deeds, all three go to the grave site. Our family walks away, or our wealth walks away, and what goes to the grave is what? Our deeds. That's the thing that goes into the grave with us. We don't take our wealth, our family with us. So establish as many good deeds as possible. Do as much good as possible, and you can change. Everyone that's listening to me, you can change if you're the person that's they're all about injustice. Or if you're not, or you can make the change. You can be that voice of change to others. Or when you look at read about various leaders in the world and the change agents, they spoke up. They stood up against, and they made a difference within the society. And to this day, some of them, what they did is still practiced today by various people. And it still impact people. They died years ago. And still impact people to today. If they saw injustice, they would stand up and say something, stand up against it and say something against it. And they stood up for justice. It does not matter about the outcome for many of them. But if you can safely do so and stand up for injustice, then please, my beautiful students, then do so. Stand up against injustice, do so. Stand up for justice, then do so. To find out more and learn more about the Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you go to whyislam.org, or you can learn from the International Online University, or learn from the American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Focus the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.